You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Friday, dozen new states have set record highs of new COVID-19 cases. Missouri is one of those states, along with Florida, Texas, Utah, South Carolina, Nevada, Georgia, Montana, Arizona, California, Tennessee, and Oklahoma.
All weekend, I saw folks out like everything was cool and no masks, no social distancing. I was at Gates yesterday trying to social distance, but people wasn't trying to social distance from me.
Well, you're Brian Bichon, and people wanted
that
to see you.
Ain't nobody want to see me. Ain't nobody know it was me or nothing. I had my mask on. I had a hat on. I was incognito. But the point is that Corona is still here and alive, and people are treating it like as if it's something in the past.
At one point, Kansas City was going the opposite direction of St. Louis. Now we're doing the opposite. More cases. As of Friday, 193 new cases in the Kansas City metropolitan area. The World Health Organization reported the largest single day increase in the U.S. in coronavirus cases. The racial injustice, the murdering, I think people took their eye off of coronavirus as the news cycle switched to something completely different.
That's definitely the case, in my opinion, Shay. But we got to try to, as you say, walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. We got to focus on both at the same time.
In an effort to socially distance, in an effort to continue the tradition of Juneteenth, many celebrations online this weekend. I got a chance to watch you do your thing.
I appreciate you.
DJing in honor of Juneteenth, spreading knowledge, awareness, and a little bit of fun at the same time.
Yes, it was. Shout out to Key Peterson for another successful year, and DJ Mac for putting me on. I appreciate it.
DJ Mac here?
Yeah, he here.
I thought he went to North Dakota with his son.
He did go. He came right back.
Okay.
Shout out to Dez.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the lower 80s. Possible thunderstorm on the way. Cloudy is 74 right now in Blue Springs. Shade was popping.
I caught about 5 minutes of Alicia Keys and John Legend doing the ultimate versus battle on Juneteenth. Kicked off the battle with performances of Redemption song.
It's all I ever had. Redemption song.
Redemption song.
Yeah. That's nice.
Won't he do it? He gave Alicia her voice back. Jesus gave Alicia her voice back.
She apologized to Mashonda. That's what happened.
Forgiveness is afoot if you just ask. That's all you have to do is ask. And he will restore you. I take it you didn't watch it.
Sure didn't.
But they played a lot of their hits, you know, and they have hits between the two of them. Ja Rule made an appearance this past weekend at a private house party in New Jersey. And, of course, 50 Cent, the petty troll that he is, had to get down on him.
You know it was really
Well, he got paid, right?
And EBT money.
They didn't look like this was a very nice house that they were in.
It did look nice.
It was someone's party. But if somebody offer you to come to a house party, you not going?
No.
Damn! You are bow-legged lie.
No, I'm not. In a time of corona? Really?
Not. Well, if they give you a big... If somebody offered you 10,000 U.S. American dollars to come and DJ their party over this weekend, you're not going with a mask?
Yes, I am. Duh.
Okay, then.
They paid him $10,000 for that? You know that?
That's what I would think that he would go for. He would go for less than that.
Yeah,
and New Jersey is right across the bridge. It's not far from where he lives. I mean, Well, anyway, 50 took to his IG and said, quote, if you don't want to end up doing private birthday parties for 15 people, stay out of my way, okay? I find that mean.
Get him 50.
I find that mean. He's getting his money the legal way, and he's being clowned.
He be all right. That's what 50 do. He's going to do it. Anything Ja Rule do, he can be outside playing chess at the chess thing, you know, that they have in New York and Miami, and 50 is going to talk about him.
The rapper known as Hurricane Chris, you know the song A Bay Bay, and the Halle Berry song. He was arrested for murder in Louisiana on Friday morning.
Wow.
They say that he allegedly shot and killed a man at a Texaco gas station in Shreveport.
Oh, boy.
Chris initially told cops that he shot the man multiple times in self-defense over a struggle over his car, but surveillance footage showed otherwise. In addition, the car that Chris was riding in was stolen out of Texas, so he was also booked for illegal possession of stolen things.
Hey. That's some heavy stuff, man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because nobody would take me to Oklahoma Saturday.
Didn't nobody go to Oklahoma Saturday from the looks of it.
Uh-huh.
They was looking for you and about 10,000 more people that didn't show up.
That's why you let me on hold, Dipmom, right? Y'all screening my call. Y'all know my voice.
Nobody's screening
your
call.
What are you talking about?
Well, don't you know we got multiple lines with multiple people calling in?
You're feeling yourself too much right now. You're feeling yourself.
Uh-oh.
I begged everybody to take me to Oklahoma Saturday. You know I wanted to go down there, right?
So what happened to the millions of people that were supposed to be there for him?
They showed up.
No, they didn't, baby.
Yes, they did, because I wasn't there. And nobody would take me. My car was in the shop, but you know what? When he comes down here, make up for breakfast, right? I'm going to support him so good, the Holy Spirit's going to be all over it.
I don't know if Mr. Bolton think that there's the Holy Spirit all over this. That book say different.
Shay and Sean, y'all going to throw some on my head. Shay, please sign it again, and we're going to make America great again.
Brian, you looking at me crazy, but when I met her, she asked me to sign her Make America Great. What is it? How did they say it?
Make America great again.
Yeah, I did sign it, though. But you can't, it's illegible. You can't see.
God bless the United States.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One of the four former Minneapolis cops charged in the murder of George Floyd was ran down on by a fellow shopper during a recent supermarket trip, and the lady videoed it.
What's your name?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
It is you. Mm-hmm. So you're out of prison.
Yes.
And you're comfortably shopping in Cub Foods as if you didn't do anything.
I wouldn't call it comfortably. I'd just say getting necessities or helping.
I don't think you should have that right. I don't even think you should be out on bail.
I can understand.
I mean, how does it feel?
I'm sorry you feel that way.
No, you're not sorry. Like, you're literally outside here comfortably as if you didn't kill that man. Did you think that people weren't going to recognize you? Honestly, did you? You don't have the right to be here. You killed somebody in cold blood. You do not have the right to be here.
I understand her outrage and her frustration, but I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with it all the way either, because it's not a good feeling. And I was a little uncomfortable watching him because he looked like he wanted to. He held his calm, but he looked like he wanted to do something to say something bad to her.
I didn't catch that from that. I don't think he was expecting anybody to say anything. I think that he was. I didn't catch any emotions from him, like anger.
Well, even though I was a little uncomfortable, George Floyd was very uncomfortable, and he passed away, and he was a part of that. So he gets no sympathy in my book.
The way that I feel about this, Brian, is these officers were wrong. He was supposed to have his day in court if he was accused of something.
Mm-hmm.
That also applies to this officer in my mind. If we're going to say that this is how things should be, it's this way in every case. Whether we're upset that he did that, he did. But in our justice system, you have your right to a day in court. And if the court system says that he is out while that is taking place, in my opinion, that's what should happen. And he should be allowed to do whatever he needs to do until his day in court.
Yeah, you can't bar him from anywhere or nothing like that, but this is what's going to happen. This is his reality. Probably for the rest of his life if he's free. And you mentioned the court, you know, having due process and all of that. But what have we seen it on video? We saw him be a part of that.
We're a nation of laws. And that is what the protests are about, is that the laws are not being applied equally to everyone. Mm-hmm. And so the fight continues to get it done for everyone, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's the way that I see this.
Nah, I feel you. And you make some concrete points. And you're right. At the same time, though, man, you know, maybe perhaps I'm a little emotional like she is, but this has just affected everybody. This is a world-changing situation, and people gonna feel how they feel.
What are your thoughts? Do you think that the officer shouldn't be allowed to go out and shop, or what?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
This is my mayor, Brian.
My mayor? What you talking about?
Well, we'll settle this off air.
Can't claim my mayor.
Mayor Quentin Lucas for Mayor Lucas Mondays. How are you?
I am doing all right. A belated happy Father's Day to all of those listening. And let's hope everybody's ready for another week.
Amen. We're going to talk about coronavirus, violence in Kansas City. But since you brought up fathers, you got any plans to be a daddy at any point?
Oh, boy. You start strong on Monday.
Don't she
don't. You know, I mean, look, I'd be honored and blessed too, but ain't nothing short term coming, and I expect no surprises. So I'm gonna just support everybody else, my 8 nieces and nephews, and everybody in Kansas City.
That's right, no surprises.
So, of course, Juneteenth celebration happened over the weekend, and we hear that Jackson County is going to allow a floating holiday. Any plans for the city to do anything as far as Juneteenth is concerned?
You know, I got to make sure I always stay optimistic. I am always excited to celebrate Black culture and history, but for me, the focus isn't just giving us a day or a floating holiday or 2 hours off, but it's getting real resources, real change. So I would rather see a Juneteenth political package, right, that actually gives public support for reinvesting in and building up our community. And that's where my focus is going to be, as opposed to kind of like your hometown mayor, Bill de Blasio, announcing a holiday a year from now. I was like, all right, I guess that's cool, but, you know, what you doing in the meantime about a whole bunch of other stuff? That's more of my focus for now.
Mayor Lucas, you were down at the festivities on 18th and Vine for Juneteenth. And yes, there was an incident, but it happened after the businesses were closed. Right. What do you think are the solutions are to curb some of the things that's going on down in that sacred place of the city?
You know, I think one thing we do need to do is program a little bit more. You know, the plaza's been in the news a lot, but in a normal year, you know, they have an art fair, they have some other things that are programmed and then in. And I think if we give a lot of people opportunities to do something when they're, you may remember, I think they'll sponsor the Hot Dog Festival, Negro Leagues Baseball Museum host. You know, those sorts of things give us some opportunity. And then afterwards, once it's done, all y'all got to go home, right? I mean, that's the sort of thing. But the mix of COVID and all of that means that almost nowhere is open, oddly enough. So folks are making their own parties in parking lots, and we've been seeing the challenges that are happening outside of places. Same shooting on Independence Avenue was at a club, I think about Independence of Bambra, ran into an issue with that. I mean, that's a lot of what we're catching. So I think, you know, having more events, but frankly having them in, having a decent security presence at said events, right, gets us a step of the way. But of course, there is always going to be the idea of, you know, people not using guns to solve all their issues. Somebody sent me a 10-minute Facebook Live video, all these young cats who are shooting back and forth at each other, and they probably look like they're teenagers. I mean, we've got to change the way that they're solving these things and their easy access to firearms.
For months, we have been talking about the coronavirus and Looks like we had been bending the curve at one point, but now we're seeing our state listed with 9 other states have seen an uptick in cases. What can we do here locally to bend that curve again?
You know, I'm sorry. I think to bend that curve, a few different things that we're able to do. One, y'all got to wear your masks. And I saw this at 18th and Vine, that, a lot of people are out. It's good to have them out. A whole bunch of people don't have masks on. You know, particularly, I mean, it's one thing to be outside. If you're going to be inside somewhere, particularly interacting with a lot of people, wearing masks is going to be key for you. Another thing is actually remembering that the virus is still there, not exposing those who are older folks to the virus. If you've been out and about it in a giant crowd, something like that, making sure that you're taking, I think, what are important safeguards in connection with not exposing somebody. And then the other point, you know, making sure we still let people who are concerned know about testing opportunities, know about the fact that, you know, the virus is still here, and not taking part in risky activities connecting to it.
Another informative and educational edition of Mayor Lucas Mondays with Mayor Quentin Lucas. Thank you so much for joining us again. Have a good one. Be blessed.
Hey, thank you. Have a good week.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Rain on the way right now. You got a little sprinkle in 75 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our cancer celebrity friends. Corey Broadus, the daughter of Snoop Dogg, is 21 today. Donald Faison, actor. I like him a lot. From Scrubs, Clueless, Waiting to Excel. He's 46 today. Corey Guns, rapper, Peter Guns' son, 33. Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta is 39. And veteran rapper, credited with gangster rap, starting it, right?
Yes, he is. Schoolie
D.
Hey.
What the does that mean?
Hey. Happy birthday, everybody born on June 22nd.
So, Pharrell is working on a Juneteenth musical.
Oh, really?
I know you're not into musicals, but I think the name Pharrell will make you be more interested.
Yeah, his name definitely, and Juneteenth, you know, it's enticing. So, I'm interested to see what the turnout will be like.
Reports say that he and Kenya Barris, you know, he's the creator of Black-ish and Black AF on Netflix right now. They're in talks with Netflix to produce and bring this project to a little screen near you.
Oh, it's going to be on Netflix. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'll be able to watch it.
I wouldn't count on it.
Why not?
We gone over this multiple times, all right? And you know, and everybody in Kansas City knows, you do not put in on this, man.
In a heartfelt Father's Day post, Justin Timberlake expressed how important it is to talk to children about race. Posted a series of photos with his son, along with an Instagram caption. We try to teach our son to love and to respect everyone. We teach him that all people are all created equal and that no one should be treated differently because of the color of their skin.
I think it's definitely a conversation that every family needs to have, not just black ones.
City Girls' new album, City on Lock, has leaked online. Did you download it? I know you're a big City Girls fan.
Oh, I am? Really?
You're not.
I am.
You're not.
Now, you on the other hand.
Period.
Don't make me tell everybody what you just said off air.
What?
I ain't gonna do you like that, man.
You mean the truth that I spoke?
I seen 100 bottles coming from the back. I don't work, job. I ain't a job.
Hey.
You don't like it.
Oh, this is it?
Pay me for a...
Uh-huh.
I'm a rich with an attitude. Pipe it down, but I whoop you like your mama do. I don't work jobs, bitch, I ain't my job. You don't like it, take a hike, pay me for a...
I actually kind of like
that. With an attitude.
Would you stop? That is not appropriate.
What's inappropriate about that?
Sticking your tongue out and twerking in your chair?
Can really? You see something? I'm fully clothed.
Would you do that in front of your nieces?
Yes. They're all grown.
Okay. Okay. Role model of the year, I tell you.
Fabulous took to his Instagram account to share some exciting news. he's expecting another baby with his longtime girlfriend, Emily B.
You're not my dad.
She must have been hanging out at the fertility clinic. How old is she? She been out here at the game for a long time.
Damn! Think
okay,
she
they
that
say
old?
She 39.
Yeah, she good. Her biological clock is fine, all right? Really?
After 35, this is what my gynecologist told me.
Oh, boy.
When I turned 35, they was like, you might want to harvest some of these eggs. I was like, what you talking about? Like, I'm still out here in the game. Like, what are you talking about? I'm still in these streets. She was like, nah, you might want to go ahead and harvest some of these eggs.
And did you do it?
No.
So what you gonna do?
If she's still in the game, why I'm not still out here?
Don't make me answer that.
Please do.
Well, I don't have an answer for that. I'm not a woman. I don't know what y'all go
so
through.
So she's 39 and you think that her situation is still viable, but you don't think mine is?
I don't know, dog. It's coming to the end.
I have a good 250 eggs left. You mind your business. A word? You gonna do me like that?
I'm just saying. Oh, Lord.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
What's your name?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
It is you. Mm-hmm. So you're out of prison.
Yes.
And you're comfortably shopping in Cub Foods as if you didn't do anything.
I'm not, I wouldn't call it comfortably. I would just say getting necessities or helping.
I don't think you should have that right. I don't even think you should be out on bail.
I can understand.
I mean, how does it feel?
I'm sorry you feel that way.
No, you're not sorry. Like, you're literally outside here comfortably as if you didn't kill that man. Did you think that people weren't going to recognize you? Honestly, did you? You don't have the right to be here. You killed somebody in cold blood. You do not have the right to be here.
A fellow shopper filmed this interaction with J. Alexander Kung. He was one of the four officers that accosted George Floyd and precipitated his murder. He wasn't Derek Chauvin, the man who actually had his knee on George Floyd's neck. He was just released from jail on Friday evening and was in the supermarket buying stuff when this lady saw him.
Well, he has a right to go out and go to whatever store he wants. But the fact of the matter is that this is his reality for the rest of his life, because the events that transpired after the unfortunate and untimely death of George Floyd has impacted the whole world. So I see where she's coming from. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I totally get it.
I understand her frustration, but I think that it is wrong. I think that we have a system in place, and if applied correctly and accurately and evenly, it's supposed to work. And that's what all of the protesting is about. It's about not handling things in the street like those officers did with George Floyd. Whether he was guilty or not, all they needed to do was take him in and pass him off to the judicial system, who handles whether or not you did something. And if we think we can run down on people in public, whether or not they're people we like or we dislike, I think that that's the wrong thing. But what do you think about this?
I understand where Shay's coming from. You know, the court does have due process and all that good stuff. But what about our African-American people? We get arrested for less serious crimes, and we don't get to walk around freely on bail. We got to sit in a cell, wait till our day in court comes, versus this man who murdered somebody in cold blood and is now walking around freely until his day in court. I just don't feel like that's fair, especially with all that's happening in the world and with the Black Lives Matter movement going on. I just don't feel like it's fair. I don't feel like dudes should be walking around.
I agree with you on that, but this is what the protesting is about, to make sure that things are done the right way. We've allowed the system to be weighted one way versus the other. And so if we're saying that we want right, then we have to apply it to everybody, even the people that we don't like.
Right, which is true. But I feel like until that day comes where they finally do justify and say, okay, everything is going to be equal, he shouldn't have that right until that is finally established. Until we get that established, he needs to go through the same process that we go through until that fairness is established in the world.
All right, what's your name? Brother.
Lavelle.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
Thank y'all for letting me share my piece.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
In Missouri, we've got a primary August 4th. If you want to participate, you've got to get registered to vote by July 8th. In Kansas, you've got till July 14th.
Take yourselves to kprs.com and register.
Just like that. Hot trending topic today. Ex-cop charged in George Floyd's death was accosted while grocery shopping.
What's your name?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
It is you. Mm-hmm. So you're out of prison.
Yes.
And you're comfortably shopping in Cub Foods as if you didn't do anything.
I'm not, well, I wouldn't call it comfortably. I would just say getting necessities or helping.
I don't think you should have that right. I don't even think you should be out on bail.
I can understand.
I mean, how does it feel?
I'm sorry you feel that way.
No, you're not sorry. Like, you're literally outside here comfortably as if you didn't kill that man. Did you think that people weren't going to recognize you? Honestly, did you? You don't have the right to be here. You killed somebody in cold blood. You do not have the right to be here.
Mm. He's going to face that the rest of his life. And I could tell that people has already been doing that to him because he said, yeah, that's me.
On our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, Haley Child said, I'm sorry, sir. Oreos are not a necessity. I don't know how he's out and about not thinking people will recognize him. SMH.
What would you do if you saw? Just move along.
I'm a non-confrontational type of person. I'm not gonna go up to a stranger and do that because I don't know how they're gonna respond. That's just the way that I was raised. You don't run down on somebody unless you're ready for whatever you get back. He was respectful to her and she was respectful to him. She wasn't yelling and cursing or carrying on or anything. She just was voicing her concern about him being out shopping. Me personally, I think that he has a right to do that. If he was released by our judicial system and allowed to be out on bail, then he's gonna go get groceries. What do you think about this?
Even though he did what he did was wrong, and even though it was worldwide, me personally, I feel like that he still got the right to do what he needed to do until his day in court. He's innocent until proven guilty. I was in a situation like that myself a few years ago. At the same time, I didn't want nobody to know that I was out of jail because I didn't want nobody to judge me or criticize me. But at the same time, you know, the situation I was in, even though I beat the case, you know, I still have freedom to do what I need to do. So, you know, even though the cop was wrong, he's still innocent until proven guilty.
All right, what's your name?
Chuck. I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate Be blessed.
It. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, we're talking with Toriano Porter, Kansas City Star reporter and also a member of the Star Editorial Board. He is always on Twitter fighting back and trying to get folks to understand.
People be going at his head. What's up, Toriano?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning.
You've been covering the protest now for, is it 20 days?
Yesterday was day 24, actually. 24 days.
Okay, and what have you been experiencing at the
protest? Wow, that's a great question. One of the things that's kind of stood out to me over the last three weeks is the young people in Kansas City stepping up and stepping out in this process of, I was telling someone yesterday, you know, just how impressive it was for these young people to find their voice and continue to press on. And that's one of the things that I wanted to do is amplify some of those young voices in the community that's fighting for social justice.
Have you been able to talk to folks who's on the opposition of the protest?
Well, of course, you know, you get these emails, you get these, like you say, these tweets, and you hear the noise. You hear the noise. But my focus has been amplifying these young people's voices. You know, there's people in this town, people of power and people in positions of power who are resistant to change. Talking to them and getting their views is a waste of time, actually, because as you guys know, the police department has came out and said that they feel like they didn't do anything wrong in the first few days of this protest. And as we've seen on videos and through eyewitness account, that's not correct. Like, they were heavy-handed and wrong in their approach to peaceful protest. So
we know that these protests were sparked by the murder of George Floyd, but there have been police shootings and deaths right here in our own city, particularly Cameron Lamb, who's the officer was arrested but was released on $3,000 bond. What are your thoughts about the response of Kansas City and the shootings that happened here?
You know, when Mr. Floyd was, when his life was taken, we all saw the video. When his life was taken, a lot of the people here in KC, they came out and protested George Floyd. And one of the things that was on the forefront of my mind was a lot of companies and corporations here locally was denouncing police brutality, but they weren't highlighting the instances in their own backyard. And as you know, Cameron Lamb, we found out the officer who took his life. We just found out who he was. We know the officer who took Terrence Bridges' life. That officer is still on the street. We know the officer who took Ryan Stokes' life. We still do not know the police officer who took the life of Donnie Sanders, who was unarmed. So those are the things that we as a community can use our voice to hold police accountable and find out these things, because we should know as a public body. We have a right to know who's patrolling our streets at the expense of taxpayer dollars and who's taking people's lives and still patrolling these streets.
Do you foresee any harmony coming in the future between our communities and the police?
Oh, you know, definitely. You know, you have to build that trust. You have to build that relationship. It's going to take time. Like, to dismantle a system takes time. Everything has to be intentional, but as far as the relationship and repairing, Oakland has done it. Camden, New Jersey has done it. Shay, you're from the East Coast. Not Camden, but what's that one? Yeah, I think it is Camden. It was one of the most
Camden's
violent
in South Jersey.
Okay. Wasn't Camden one of the most violent cities in the United States at one point?
I think you may be thinking about Newark.
Okay. They changed it around. They changed it around. Oakland is the same way. They reduced homicide. So to address violent crime overall in the community and to foster better relationships in the community, you have to have that harmony. You have to have that peace, because if I don't trust you, I can't come to you with information. I can't come to you and trust that you're going to protect me. That's where the focus needs to be on community policing.
Talking with Toriano Porter, reporter for the Kansas City Star. How do you feel about the assault on the media and journalism as a whole? I remember going into this as a young college student, and it was a respected field. And now it just seems as though there's no trust in what we do.
Right. And as a black man in America, and one of the youngest African-American editorial board members in the country. I'm going to repeat that for your listeners, Shay Money. I'm one of the youngest African-American editorial board writers in the country. And, you know, for me, being African-American and being in the media, it's a double whammy. So I have to fight all these negative tropes and negative stereotypes that come from the industry, but I'm also fighting the mistrust that's in our community. So when I go out and I talk to people, I try to get them to trust me, right? As a respected member of the media, as an opinion writer, as a member of the editorial board. If you can trust me with your story, then that builds trust. I can't speak for everybody else in the media. I can't speak for media as a whole, because if I do that, then I'm speaking for stuff I have no control over.
Kansas City Star's very own Toriano Porter joined us on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Be blessed.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you on Twitter in a minute, I'm sure.
All right, Shay Moore. Appreciate you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the lower 80s. Thunderstorms on the way right now. You're cloudy at 75 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Our Super Bowl winning quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, sent a tweet maybe a year ago talking about his desire to have a Whataburger restaurant here in Kansas City.
Uh-oh.
Well, he's just that closer to this actually becoming a thing.
Oh.
A 3,751 square foot project at Douglas Street and St. Luke's Boulevard in Lee's Summit is apparently where they're talking about putting this Whataburger.
I welcome it with open arms, even though the Whataburger experience I had in 2016 didn't live up to the hype.
I've never had the burgers before, but I've had the Whata Chicken.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And how was it?
Sorry. But I lived in Dallas for 5 years, so Whataburger is literally on every corner.
It's like a church's chicken here. It is a church's on every single corner. I just want to be singing this song when I, you know, when I try Whataburger. You know what I'm saying? When I go there, I just want to sing this right here. I just want to sing about the honey butter chicken biscuit. That's all I want to do, Shay. Come on, sing it with me, y'all.
You know breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Hey, what you doing about
but
it, Shay?
For me, there's one particular breakfast that just takes me away. Something about this biscuit.
Oh, yeah. Sing it.
Something about this biscuit. It is the best biscuit.
Best one.
Who is he trying to impersonate, Brian? If you know this.
Oh,
I will not.
John P. Key? I don't know.
No. Rance Allen. You don't know no gospel nothing.
I mean, my bad. Yeah. I mean, that ain't my cup of tea. It's... You know, I love the Lord, but, you know, I like trap music.
Oh, God.
And dirty R&B.
Oh, God. A noose was found in the garage of NASCAR's only black driver, Bubba
you
Wallace.
You said a what?
A noose.
Wow.
The noose was found in a garage stall at Talladega Super Speedway in Lincoln, Alabama. NASCAR officials have indeed said that this is true. The incident came as he successfully encouraged NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag at its tracks and facilities.
There's still going to be some ignorant people out there. It is. That's just the way of life.
But y'all making his point by doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't care. They ain't thinking about you. Think they thinking about that? They want to terrorize us.
Brian, I watched Four Little Girls on Netflix last night, and I was... I've heard the story. I knew about the story, but Spike Lee did this documentary some years ago, and I sat and watched the entire thing. It just... It breaks your heart, the hatred that people could have.
And for no reason. For no reason. It's the color of our skin. That's it.
You gotta watch Four Little Girls. I think everybody needs to watch it, of every race, because I think part of the reason why people say they don't understand this fight is because they don't believe these things really happened. Mm-hmm. You've not been educated on the atrocities. Mm-hmm. Turning hoses on people, wearing hard bottom shoes and dresses, mm-hmm, in the street.
Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, when people are like, you know, y'all should protest peacefully and all this other stuff, we done did that. And we still got milkshakes thrown on us at the sit-ins and you know, people spitting on us. And a little girl going to a desegregated school getting spit on. A little five-year-old girl. We got to rid this ignorance out, man. I don't know how we going to do it, but... gotta happen.
Take a look at the Four Little Girls.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Ebony.
All right, let's see what you got.
My arms will hold you, baby. Never leave, 'cause I be.
Have me calling out your name. I feel no shame, my love.
Hey.
Sweet love.
Hey.
I know the rest of
it. You don't sing for a living, do you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, good.
All right. She was concerned about your income coming in.
It would be very moderate if I was a singer.
We got your entry inside that grand prize joint for your chance to get $1,000 worth of stimulus gift cards, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jams.
Listen now through July 9th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
You better listen and win.
Celebrating 70 years.
I'm the definition of
hip-hop and R&B.
This sounds better right here.
Hot 103 Jams.
That sounds like money, and I need it.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.